I said in the dressing room, you know, we can feel sorry for ourselves with everything that's going on, with the injuries, with things like that. But they reacted in the right way tonight. You know, these are still a young group, and you know, I thought we were first class. And obviously, it feels like we've lost when we've come here and drawn 2 after being 2-0 up. But you know, the game should have been all over at half time. We've been in this situation a lot this season, and you know, we've obviously scored the goal, and then you know how Paul Alexander's head has stayed out, I'll never know. But that's the way things are going. But if they keep playing like that, showing that determination, that drive, that will to work for each other, you know, wins are around the corner.
Yes, the first half game plan was almost perfect, wasn't it? Keeping them quiet early on, and then you got chances before half time. You say it should have been at least 2 up, I think.
Yeah, it's a system I do like away from home, and the way they've played tonight with the two wings, I thought were first class, caused them lots of problems. Alex Taylor rolling the ball up really, really well. Runners from midfield, the fit bunch of lads. They get around the pitch ever so well, and like I said, they're working hard for each other.
So the next step, there's a bit of a break now. We've had the 8 games in the league. Obviously, you would have wanted more points, but before you came here tonight, would you have taken a point?
Oh, most definite, you know, but what I wanted tonight was a right the proper reaction from Saturday. You know, everyone knows, you know, I think Saturday was a one-off. I'm hoping it was a one-off. You know, you can't feel sorry for yourself. You know, they've lost 3 bad injuries last week, and I think the lads felt sorry for themselves, you know. But they've risen tonight. We've got a massive game for the football club on Saturday, financially. You know, I just beg for people to come through the gate Saturday and get behind us, because, you know, that's one thing I want to do, is get Kendall in the first round of the FA Cup. I've been twice. It's really, really close. It's a hard game. One, I think we can win, and hopefully we can progress. But like I said, it'll be a hard game on Saturday.
You mentioned the injuries. Danny Williams, not no Rory Winters either. Are they likely to be available soon?
Well, that was the plan, to give him a little breather. You know, it's hectic early on in the season with game after game, you know, and then training, game, train. So, yeah, I've given him a rest. Hopefully that Rory will respond to treatment. Danny's ankle's still very swollen, but you know, there's 3-4 days before a big game, so I'm hopeful that he'll be fit.
And the way it works with the FA Cup and the FA Trophy, you've got 2 weeks without a league match now.
Yeah, which is it right or wrong? We might get us Jordan Tucker back fit before we play in the league game again. But the two big games for the football club, financially, FA Cup and Trophy, they can generate quite a significant amount of cash for us. So that's the incentive. The lads know how important it is. But I'm really pleased with them at the moment. All right, we're not in the right position where we should be in the league. But, you know, the discipline's superb throughout the team. And it's a really, really good dressing room to be involved with. And, you know, as long as they keep working as like they have done tonight, they're a young bunch. They'll grow in stature. And I'm sure there's wins in the team.